Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I'm not the queen if you're not like one of these. By this time tomorrow, he ran. Have you ever thought about that? Why would he run? Come on, man. Call fire down. Just destroy her. Kill her. Go over there. Strangle her. Do something. Don't run. What you running for? You just messed me up. I'm looking at you. But you know what? The reason he ran is because he was carrying legacy. He hadn't transferred legacy. For him to be killed meant that it would die with him. This is why some people aren't experiencing the fullness of God yet. You have no concern for legacy. It's all about you and what you can get from God while you here. But see, the reason Abraham was so blessed of God, God said, because I know Abraham will see to his children. He will train up his children in the right way. He will leave something for his children. His mind wasn't on him. It was on his legacy. Elijah ran because he knew what was to come in the future was in him. And if he was shut down, it would be shut down. That's why the spirit of Jezebel always tries to shut down the mouths of the prophets. You shut down the mouth, you stop the mouth of the prophet, you stop the move of God. God will do nothing except he first reveal it to his servants, the prophets. And what do? They speak it out. They release it out. So when she said that, he knew he was outnumbered. The gods were going to come for him. He ran. That brother ran too. We find him 85 miles away. And it shook him so much he wanted to die. He said, you know, I'm through. I'm no better than my fathers. I want to die. But look at God. He falls asleep. You know when you get in despair. You just want to go home and go to sleep. Try to sleep it off. You know, just lay your head down. It'll be all right when you wake up. Well, when he woke, it was an angel sitting there. An angel woke him and had baked him a cake. Had cruised the water. He said, arise, eat and drink. And he did, and then he went back to sleep. Angel woke him again and said, arise, eat and drink, for the journey from here is too great for you. You need heaven's intervention. You need now angel food. How many know God is just like that? When you get to that place of despair, where you ain't got nothing left, you done gave everything you have, you think you're the only one left, and the only one that's right, and the only one that's preaching, and the only one that can get it done, and the only one that God is caring for, and the only one the devil's trying to kill. God intervened. He went 40 days and 40 nights on that biscuit. And it was to the Mount Horeb. Mount Horeb. That place where God was. Horeb means desolation. Catch me now. Some of y'all getting ready. Desolation. See, Elijah thought he was the only one left. He had lost sight on God's mind and God's dealing and God's workings. God always got a number. Amen, amen, amen. as he told Elijah, I have 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee. I just want you to stay in your lane and do what you're called to do. Yeah, you have a major task, but I got 7,000 haven't bowed. But Elijah went to the cave and God began to speak to him in a way. See, Horeb means desolation. God wants to bring you to a place where you are desolate. You are out of ideas. You are out of gimmicks. You're tired of cheating. You're tired of trying to, you know, do things on your own and in your own strength. That's what he had to do to Elijah, and to get Elijah to transfer that legacy. He had to bring him to Horeb where he had emptied himself out. Lord, I'm the only one left. And he spoke to him in a way he had not spoken to him before. In a still, small voice. But what did he do? At Horeb, where Elijah had to empty himself, God spoke and said, now that you're empty, I'm paraphrasing, now that you're empty, there are three I want you to go and anoint them. Hazael, king of Syria. Elisha, in your office. And Jehu. Amen. These three will take the legacy on. Amen. See, God didn't let him die holding it. Amen. He said, no, now I send you back. And you know what? It was a long time. Because Elisha served Elijah 14 years. I'm all over the place. Y'all got me messed up here because... But I'm just going to... It's all right. I just roll with this here. Because see... All right. I'm just going to pull it out the well, all right? Forget the notes. See, Elisha was carrying the legacy. Amen. And you see, that's why he wouldn't... You know, that's the only reason he ran from a confrontation. Because he was bold. He had courage, but he wasn't no fool either.
Amen.
Being in the presence of God, he knew what he needed to protect. See, some of us need to get rid of some people in our life. Come on, I'm on a roll here, so just stay with me. I said, you need to separate yourself from some conversations because it's going to destroy your legacy. You walk away from them conversations, you feel a certain way. And the next day you wake up and you're vexed. And you wonder what it is. It's that voice. It's that evil spirit that's coming through that person that's been your friend all your life. But they're not really a friend. Hello, somebody. I'm off the page now. I'm off the notes. So just take it as it is. Some of us need to separate ourselves. God will separate you from certain relationships. That's part of the sacrifice. That's part of the journey. Sometimes you have to walk alone. Sometimes peers that came up with you, people that helped nurture you, helped mold and shape you, they are in the hole in your skin. They're not part of your journey onwards. Thank God for them. Love them. Honor them. But follow the Lord. You got to break loose from some stuff. And you're going to carry the Elijah spirit. You got Elijah come that last day remnant. And sometimes it's lonely.
Amen.
He called Abraham alone.
Amen.
See, you start trafficking in spiritual things. I'm talking about as God leads you.
Amen.
Ain't no way you're going to get around being alone.
Amen.
Now, you can conquer loneliness.
Amen.
See, Adam, when Adam received Eve, he wasn't lonely.
Amen.
He was alone.
Amen.
God said it's not good that the man be alone. He wasn't lonely. He was... ruling everything. Everything had to obey till Eve came. till old Eve came on the scene. Everything was under his feet. Everything he had subdued everything. Elephant, get over there. Here come Eve. Eve, go get the apple. Get it yourself. What I look like? wasn't lonely. He was alone. But God knew he needed a helpmate. A helpmeet. Because in his loins was mankind. Homo sapiens. And he had a womb. A womb man. Tell somebody you can't do it alone. But you got to find the right ones. The wrong ones will hinder you, block you, disturb you, vex you. It ain't right. You go home every day and your spirit is vexed all the time. You feel like giving up on God. You don't know, you're mad. Your attitude's got bad because you're around the wrong spirit. Elijah ran. You ain't gotta get spooky, just protect what you're carrying. That's how you need to be quiet. When you're here, the evil militia are before you, sometimes you just need to hold your peace. Don't get into that conversation. Don't get into that argument. Don't get into that foolishness and that strife. Stay free from that. You ain't got nothing to lose. You got everything to lose. You believe that, and you know that to be true. You got everything to lose. Ain't you got nothing to lose? Hallelujah. Protect yourself. Guard your heart with all diligence. For out of the issues of life, there's life flowing out of you. Don't even cast your pearl before the swine. Everybody, yeah, I love him with a 10-foot pole. How do you know what I'm saying? Guard your heart. Guard your mind. I'm talking about the last day remnant. Elijah ran. What about Elisha? Elisha had a servant. This is part of that lesson. See, y'all done messed me up because can't even look at my notes now. Elisha had a servant named Gehazi. Yeah. Amen. This is part of the last day remnant. Gehazi. Yeah. When Naaman came to be healed, the Syrian. Yes, yes. And Elisha didn't even open the door.
Amen.
Naaman came with all the pomp and honor and yes. Soldiers, and you know, Elisha said, tell them go dip. Go take a dip in the Jordan. Anybody that's been to Israel, you know, the Jordan is not a clean river.
Amen.
It's not. I baptized in the Jordan. It ain't clean. Well, we were anyway. And Naaman got mad.
Amen.
And they went to storm off. But somebody talked to them, if he'd have told you to do something, you know, if he'd have waved a hand over you, you know, that's what we thought. He thought he'd come and he'd wave a hand over and say, if he told you something great, you'd have done that. Why not just try to see, you know? Naaman storms and he goes and dips 7 times and his skin that was leprous turns like a little baby. He goes back to give Elisha gifts and Elisha says, I won't receive anything from you. Huh? A gift perverts judgment.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.